And we will talk all about it right after the news.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. More changes in the Donald Trump campaign. He's bringing in Stephen Bannon of Breitbart News as chief executive officer and promoting pollster Kellyanne Conway to campaign manager. Chairman Paul Manafort, who took over the reins following the departure of Corey Lewandowski in June, will maintain his current title.
The news comes as Trump tries to appeal to black voters in Wisconsin, but the audience was mostly white. Trump addressing the violent protests in Milwaukee after police shot and killed a black man Saturday.
Those peddling the narrative of cops as a racist force in our society, a narrative supported with a nod by my opponent, shared directly in the responsibility for the unrest in Milwaukee and many other places within our country.
He's placing the blame for inner city unrest squarely on what he calls failed Democratic policies.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider reporting. A seventh body has been recovered from the Silver Spring apartment building that was destroyed by an explosion and fire last week. As to the other six, they have not yet been positively identified, but police say they have a pretty good idea of who those victims are. D.C. Police Chief Kathy Lanier will be facing a brand new set of challenges once she becomes the NFL's new head of security.
What public safety means for the city of Washington, D.C. is unique.
The key to working in law enforcement in D.C., Chief Lanier says, is collaboration.
We have some 30 different law enforcement agencies here, federal and local agencies that work side by side every single day. We have to respect each other's mission.
And there are some parallels in the NFL, she says.
There are multiple teams and multiple owners and stadiums, and there's a lot to go along with making sure that America's favorite sport is America's safest sport.
Her last day in D.C. set for September 17th at police headquarters. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The Fairfax City Council has named former Councilman Stephen Stombrace to be interim mayor until a special election in February. Stombrace will be sworn in this morning. Fairfax needs a new mayor after the resignation of Scott Silverthorn following his arrest. The recent extreme heat has forced a change in Metro's SafeTrack program. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says due to the heat and other safety concerns, there will now be weekend work starting immediately. American gymnast Simone Biles has concluded her performances in Rio with a flourish.
She ends her run here with gold in the floor exercise, and that gives her gold in four of the five events she entered. She became one of just four U.S. gymnasts to ever take five total medals at the same Olympic Games.
Correspondent Coy Wire. A wildfire in Southern California has now burned some 28 square miles and has destroyed at least a dozen buildings, including many homes. A tropical depression moving over the central Atlantic is expected to strengthen to a tropical storm by later today. The National Hurricane Center says that at last check, the depression is centered just under 800 miles west-southwest of the Cabo Verde Islands and is moving northwest at about 15 miles an hour. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,552, the NASDAQ at 52,27. Sports, the Rockies put an end to the Nationals' brief winning streak. The Orioles fall to the Red Sox. And in Rio, Simone Biles picks up her fourth gold medal, giving the U.S. 28 gold and 84 total medals so far. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
But just, boom.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
Chris Plant.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
On Washington's Mall, WMAL.
No kidding.
Where Washington comes to talk.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 and into the sun glare, slowing out of Manassas off and on through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. Yes, 395 at sun glare, but that's not what's causing these huge backups out of Landmark. A continuous jam to the freeway, long-standing crash, eastbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. Also puts the pressure on the George Washington Parkway commute as you try to merge on to the inbound 14th Street Bridge. So plan ahead. You're going to need extra time if you're still sticking with that stretch of roadway there. On 95, Dale City to Woodbridge and Newington, seeing the brake lights. And as you approach the merge to get onto the Beltway to the Wilson Bridge, almost back near Route 5. Along the way after St. Barnabas Road, reports of an incident. Crews checking along the local lane, so keep alert. Might have a stalled. On the top side from 95 and around to George Avenue, slowing inner loop as you come off the 95 and in toward College Park below speed. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy, very warm this morning. Patchy fog, too. Afternoon showers, thunderstorms, 94. Those scattered storms will continue tonight, maybe even overnight, with heavy rain and gusty winds, 75. And we'll back it off tomorrow to near 90 with a chance of isolated showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Warrenton, 73 in Bowie, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. A fast-moving California wildfire claims 18,000 acres in 12 hours. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It's 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in just a few moments, we'll join Steve Kastenbaum live in Rio. Get a sense of how Americans are doing there at the Olympic Games. 7:35, National Security Analyst K.T. McFarland. Susan Fariccio with the Washington Examiner at 8:05. We'll talk about the departure of Police Chief Kathy Lanier with D.C. Councilmember Kenyon McDuffie. And we'll talk about education with Gerard Robinson at 8:35. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Lots of changes in the Donald Trump campaign announced late last night. Paul Manafort, who had been running things, is sort of being set aside. He'll still have a role in the campaign, but not as prominent a role. Republican pollster Kellyanne Conway, who has been a longtime figure of Washington, D.C. politics for a couple of decades now, as well as a talking head pundit on cable news, she assumes the role of campaign manager. And the move that is raising the most eyebrows, I think it's fair to say, is the new CEO of the Donald Trump campaign will be none other than Stephen K. Bannon. Now, Stephen Bannon, for those of you who don't know, right up until the moment he took this job, has been the executive chairman of Breitbart News Network, the website that focuses on news and politics. It has had a definitively pro-Trump stance for the past year or so. And it was, of course, founded by Andrew Breitbart. Now, in the spirit of full disclosure, I used to work for that company. I was hired by Andrew Breitbart early on in the days. I was there through his passing, and then I was there for at least the first year of Stephen Bannon's tenure. I think I will leave it to other people today, and I'm sure that there will be many of them who have worked with Mr. Bannon, to respond and critique and comment on whether he is being placed in the right place at the right time and whether his temperament is suited to a national campaign. I can tell you that he has no experience running a national campaign. He has no experience running a state campaign. He has no experience running a county or a school board campaign. He has no experience running a campaign at all. I can also tell you, I don't think it's I'm telling any secrets, which I shouldn't do, of course. I think it's pretty fair to say, and it's out there, that he is a boisterous person. He has He is a tough boss, and it's been written about quite a bit that he has a hot temper and a short temper, and he lets you know it. When Ben Shapiro and Michelle Fields left the company a little while ago, Ben Shapiro wrote, "In my opinion, Steve Bannon is a bully and has sold out Andrew Breitbart's mission in order to back another bully, Donald Trump, and he has shaped the company into Trump's personal Pravda." I want to comment on that just for a moment, Brian, before I toss it over to you, because I'm going to set aside any question as to Bannon
Biden's ability to run a campaign for a moment, other than just pointing out that he's never done it before. I will say this. I am stunned to learn in Bob Costa's write-up on this in the Washington Post that Stephen Bannon, while he has continued to be the executive chairman of, and you're going to hear that in the news that he's the co-founder of Breitbart News. He is not the co-founder of Breitbart News. He assumed the role of executive chairman of the company after Andrew's death. Andrew was the founder of Breitbart News along with his partner Larry Solov. So that's wrong, and you'll hear it, but it's wrong. I was stunned to learn that in his role as executive chairman of Breitbart News, for the past several months, according to the Bob Costa column in the Washington Post today, he has been advising Donald Trump that Trump would pick up the phone and say, hey, Steve, what do you think I should do? And I just want to say that knowing Andrew Breitbart the way I knew him, and by the way, you don't even have to know Andrew Breitbart personally. You can see what he says on television. You can read his book. That one of the things that drove him mad was this incestuous relationship between the media and politics. And most of it is always on the left. Can you imagine what we'd be talking about today if we learned that the executive in charge of CNN was having regular phone calls with Hillary Clinton to give her advice on how to run her campaign? Are you kidding me? And so it is. This makes me very uncomfortable that the man who was running the Breitbart News Network for the past 3 years now was constantly giving advice to one of the candidates and now is seamlessly moving in charge of that campaign. And I think it should make all of us a little concerned when we just want to know where our websites stand when we get our news and information.
Well, listen, let me tell you what I think is going on here. I think that Donald Trump was very irritated by the talk that was going around, and it was coming from people within his campaign, that, you know what, we need to get this guy back on message. He's undisciplined as a communicator, and we need to get him on the script, and we need him to stay on his talking points, and we're going to have a come-meet-Jesus meeting with the candidate and make sure that he gets back on message. And it irritated Trump. That absolutely infuriated him, and he began apparently having phone conversations over the weekend after some of his supporters said, you know, what's up with this? And it sounds like to me that the Paul Manafort wing of his campaign operation has been put in a diminished role. He's been put as campaign chair, but he's you know, it's clearly a diminished role. Kellyanne Conway, as you say, a fixture in this town for some time now, will become the campaign. She was already a senior advisor. She becomes the campaign manager, and Stephen K. Bannon becomes the executive, chief executive of the Trump campaign. Look, and here's part of the problem. Donald Trump has given two very excellent speeches. By the way, he was on message. He was on teleprompter. He delivered them, and they were well written, and they were full of substance, and it was a turning point of the campaign. And today, you can't help but know that this is going to be the dominant story. Campaign struggling, big shakeup. It's going to be a process story, and it's going to be at least 24 hours that we're not on message again. So that's the problem. I mean, we're guilty as charged, but you can't help but acknowledge that this campaign was in a difficult place. The numbers were not going well. There was a lot of sniping about the candidate, and that did not sit well with the candidate, and he made some changes.
Yeah, we're not guilty of anything. We're reporting to you some pretty huge news, 80-some-odd days out of Election Day, a huge shakeup at the campaign, and the shakeup, the results of that shakeup is to bring in somebody who's never run a campaign before. I don't if you don't think that's a story,
no, it's a story.
I don't know what to
it's
tell
definitely
you.
A story.
But let's talk about some of the things that Donald Trump said last night in Milwaukee, because, like I said, this is a great speech, and it's something that the African-American community should hear and hopefully will actually resonate. I hope it does.
Every time we rush to judgment with false facts and narratives, whether in Ferguson or in Baltimore, and foment further unrest, we do a direct disservice to poor African-American residents.
That's right.
Who are hurt by the high crime in their community.
In other words, when you take the Black Lives Matter angle, like President Obama and Hillary Clinton and the Democrats have, and say, oh, all the problems in the black community are because of racist cops and the inherent racist judicial system, ultimately the people you're hurting are the people who have to live in these crime-infested cesspools of ghettos that have been run by Democrats for decades. Last time there was a Republican in charge of the city of Milwaukee, it was the turn of the last century. And yet they can't point to the Democratic Party as a problem with the crime and decay in inner cities. He also went right at the African-American vote.
I'm asking for the vote of every African-American citizen struggling in our country today who wants a different and much better future.
And he went right after Hillary Clinton on gun control.
It's easy for Hillary Clinton to turn a blind eye to crime when she has her own private security force that, by the way, carries guns. Second Amendment. I believe all Americans, not just the powerful, are entitled to security.
And finally, great stuff here.
The problem in our poorest communities is not that there are too many police. The problem is that there are not enough police.
The speech on ISIS and the speech in Milwaukee last night about crime in the inner cities, keep repeating. Rinse, lather, repeat. Or lather, rinse, repeat. Keep doing that.
You're
keep
right. Very strong performances and on message and a good message and a winning message. So, you know, I have some hope that maybe if this trend continues, that this campaign, you know, can turn it around.
More on this with Susan Ferriccio at 8:05 at 7:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, 395. It's been the struggle this morning with a longstanding crash. Finally cleared. I'm just getting word from DDOT. They've reopened all the lanes at the initial crash on the eastbound freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel. They had several cars involved in that, and it's giving us delays almost back to the Beltway as you push through Landmark and again into town across the bridge. Now, in the backups before you get to that initial crash before the 3rd Street Tunnel, reports of a new accident. So DDOT crews are just backing up to try to find that accident. On the George Washington Parkway, quite slow getting up onto the 14th Street Bridge. Wilson Bridge backups looks like we're just after Route 5 before you get to St. Barnabas Road. On the top stretch of the Maryland Beltway, that's been uneventful. Just the volume, as is 95, the volume to merge onto the Beltway. 270 out of Frederick, slowest stretch, Urbana, down to Hyattstown, and then briefly as we push south to Gaithersburg into Rockville. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Partly cloudy today early, and then scattered showers and thunderstorms during the afternoon, high of 94 degrees. And as we get these scattered thunderstorms this evening, they could be quite widespread and bring on some heavy rain and gusty winds. So let's be careful tonight. Tonight, overnight low is 75. And then tomorrow, pretty cloudy and a stray shower thunderstorm possible later in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high is 90 degrees. Right now, 81 degrees in the nation's capital. Traffic and weather brought to you by VNF Office Supplies.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
All right, let's check in with Steve Kassenbaum now live in Rio de Janeiro. The Olympics keep rolling, and the Americans keep rolling. Tell us the latest, Steve, as the medal count, the spread just keeps getting bigger for the U.S. against China and Great Britain.
It does, and one of the reasons why that's happening is because we don't have some Russian athletes here, of course, only about two-thirds of the team.
Oh, you mean the cheating Russians? The cheating Russians.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. The United States has a total of 84 medals, China with 51, and Great Britain, very close to China with 50. It's a very good summer for the UK. Yesterday, the U.S. women's gymnastics team wrapped up their appearances, their competitions here with the floor exercises, and no surprise, Simone Biles got a gold, Ali Raisman a silver. So Simone Biles with 4 gold and 1 bronze in her first Olympic appearance. The two of them are great friends, but you know, while it's been all Simone Biles here, Ali Raisman has amassed one of the best Olympics gymnastics careers in history. She is essentially one of the most winning Olympians around.
I mean, if there weren't a Simone Biles, she would be the person winning all the gold. She's that good.
Yeah, she is. You know, she was team captain 2 Olympics in a row. She leaves now here with a collection between both years with 6 gold and 6 silver.
Wow.
And she really just stuck it on the floor routine, and here's what she had to say about her last appearance.
The routine I did today, I couldn't have done it any better, so I'm really proud of that. It was, you know, me and Simone both got our highest scores we've gotten the whole time here today, so I don't think there's a better way that you can end than that. So we're both very excited, and I pretty much stuck every single pass, so I'm very proud.
You know, you're going to be seeing their team on TV a lot today, and then the next couple of days when they return to the United States, I'm sure you're going to see them constantly on the TV screen.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. What else can we look to today?
Well, we have Usain Bolt coming up, trying for his second gold medal of these Olympics in the 200-meter race. And if he does that, he would do what he did with the 100-meter race, win the gold three Olympics in a row. This would be unprecedented for someone like him. It's really fun to watch him out there as well. He likes to entertain the crowd, but he also respects the crowd. It's not an arrogance. There's a back and forth between the two, sort of a really loving relationship between the two.
We got to talk about Kerry Walsh Jennings, though. Yeah. She's an American icon. She basically has single-handedly lifted women's beach volleyball up to its huge popularity. And I'm just stunned that she lost in the semifinals to Brazil last night.
Yeah, I mean, this is the mecca of volleyball, both indoor and beach volleyball. Brazilians are glued to their TV sets if they're not in the stadium and in the indoor arena. And, in a way, for Brazil, it's not surprising that they rose to the occasion here. It's a shock for the United States for sure. But this is where, beach volleyball was born, and Brazilians were expecting nothing less than what we would consider an upset victory. A big celebration for Brazilians, but a big loss for the United States.
Can we get back to track and field for a minute?
Sure.
See, now this is what I love about the Olympics, is that we watch these sports that we only watch every 4 years. It's not like people are clamoring to see, the men's triple jump. Every other weekend, and hey, well, let's go to the track meet to watch who's going to win the triple jump. But the triple jump is an amazingly athletic sport, and the U.S. men absolutely dominated that one last night, didn't they, Steve?
Yeah, and Christian Taylor won the gold, and he did so for the second Olympics in a row. He is the first American athlete to win back-to-back golds in a field event since, I think it's 1904. It's over a century. Yes, it's incredible. It's I'm sorry, not in a field, but in the triple jump.
In the triple jump. Yeah,
because
we've had, we had some high jumpers and stuff.
Right.
Sorry
about that. Back in the 80s, in 84, I think we had back-to-backs.
Yeah, but we used to call it the hop, skip, and jump.
The hop, skip, and jump.
The hop, skip, and jump.
But think about this. 17.86 meters on his first attempt. I mean, the world record is 18.29 meters, but my God, that's like, two first downs.
Yeah, exactly.
In three strides.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah, and when you watch the run up, when they do the triple jump or the hop, skip, and jump, as you put it, it looks like very unnatural. So it doesn't look like it's something easy to do at all.
Yeah.
You know.
So the hurdles are coming up too, right? Americans usually dominate in the hurdles and in some of the relay races coming up. Correct.
Yeah, they do. We have a very busy couple of days at the Olympic Stadium here. It takes over. The first week is always swimming, and then the second week is always track and field.
Right.
So we'll be very busy late into the night with track and field. Hopefully, we'll be talking about some very dramatic finishes there as well, because those races attract the final races. I'm sure you've seen a lot of empty seats during the early heats.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. That was my last question. Why are there so many empty seats at the Olympics? It seemed like these would be very hot tickets, and everywhere you look, it seems like there are empty seats in the background.
All right, it's a combination of things. A lot of people from outside Brazil did not come here for these Olympics for a number of reasons. Some of them being all the warnings that were out there, in which Americans who I've been talking to have been who have all said that they've been largely overblown. If there's ever been a safe time to be in Rio, it's now. and the mosquito situation, it's winter here, so mosquitoes aren't a great concern at this point. Also, it's very difficult to get to. It's a long trip. And so I think that's another reason why you don't see a lot of folks from outside the local community here. Why you're not seeing packed seats during the day also might be attributed to the fact that there is a very deep recession here, and people are holding on to their cash because they don't know what's going to happen in the coming months. There's political turmoil, there's a worsening economy, and
very interesting.
I think they just don't want to spend their money.
Steve Kassenbaum, our man in Rio, as he has been for every day of the Olympics, and we look forward to hearing from you tomorrow. Enjoy Copacabana Beach.
Yeah, thanks,
my pleasure.
Steve.
Take care.
Poor guy. 724 on WMAL.
Providing the care you need when you need it is Inova's primary concern. You can count on our 20-plus primary care locations throughout Northern Virginia. Let's get you in and get you well. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Summer blowout sale time at Chamonix. Right now, for the first time ever, you're going to get a month of Genucel free with your order. That's right. They're giving away a free month supply of Genucel if you call right now. And you've heard me rave about Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy, and it gets rid of the eye bags and puffiness around your eyes, making you look younger, fresher, more awake, more alive. And you're going to feel great about yourself, too. That's important, isn't it? And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours, guaranteed, or you'll have your money back. But listen to this. Now, this is something. You've heard of this product from Chamonix. It's called Esotique, right? Well, if you call right now, you're going to be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV collagen builder. It hasn't even launched yet, but if you're a Genucel buyer, because you listen to me, you'll get the fourth generation Esotique XV. It's going to blow your mind, and it's free. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720. Call now. The shipping is free as well. That's a whole lot of free stuff. 800-525-2720. 800-525-2720.
It is now 725 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's start with just volume delays. Beltway in Virginia, Annandale, Tysons, topside through Silver Spring and to the Wilson Bridge. We see that pretty much every morning rush hour. Now, the problem delays. We've had the longstanding crash eastbound Southeast Southwest Freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, which has been finally cleared. So, a sigh of relief that we have lanes open. We're slow almost back to the Beltway for 395. Now, to add on to the troubles in the express lanes as you try to get through Shirlington toward the Pentagon, looks like we have an incident. See an ambulance, fire truck, a bus is there. Only the right lane is getting by. So, not just for the express lanes, but for the main lines, a lot to check out again as you head through Shirlington toward the Pentagon. 66. It's been about the volume for us there. No problems. Greenway Toll Road looks good. Heading up through Herndon, resting up through to the Capitol Beltway, 270, about the volume. Traffic update brought to you by American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds locked in, patchy fog this morning, showers, thunderstorms coming. Cold front to the west of us will approach 94 this afternoon. Some of these storms may contain heavy rain, gusty winds right on through tonight as we drop down to 75. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 81 degrees at 727.
Welcome to a place where all that glitters is yours for the taking. You can win a share of $70,000 in trips, cash, and more at the $70,000 kickoff giveaway on August 26th and August 27th. Start earning entries now. There's no place like Hollywood. Hollywood Casino and Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson and Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Register now for 930Gov, August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Digital Government Institute's fourth annual 930Gov Technology Expo convenes leading experts and hosts learning and networking sessions in critical topics such as cybersecurity, customer experience, records management, knowledge management, DevOps, and Agile. Free for government and industry. August 24th only at the D.C. Convention Center. Register at 930Gov.com. Go to 930Gov.com.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Coming up, Russia launches an attack on Syria from a base in Iran. Is this a dangerous new development and shift in power in the most dangerous region of the world? We'll ask KT McFarland after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by Cabinet Discounters. Big changes at the top of the Donald Trump campaign, but apparently they don't want us to call it a shakeup.
The campaign is actually trying to spin this as an expansion rather than a shakeup, but this really does change the balance of power on this campaign. Paul Manafort's role will be diminished, and instead Kellyanne Conway will step in from senior advisor to now be Trump's right-hand woman, if you will. She'll be traveling with the candidate, and Steve Bannon will be stepping down temporarily from his role as executive chairman of Breitbart News. He'll be moving in as what they're calling CEO of the campaign, and Trump is terming it as a way to bolster the business-like approach to his campaign.
Correspondent Jessica Schneider. Southern Louisiana is still struggling with devastating floods, and authorities say the danger isn't over yet.
There are homes that are inaccessible right now. You simply can't get inside. There are also still dozens of highways and roads that are closed. The Ascension Parish Courthouse is also inundated, so it's not just homes, it's also government buildings that are shut down.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. They've now found a seventh body in the rubble that burned out apartment building in Silver Spring. The announcement came last evening. Six other bodies had already been recovered. Authorities are still awaiting positive identifications on them. D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser now has to find a new police chief. Kathy Lanier is leaving to join the NFL as its new head of security. A new interim mayor of Fairfax will be sworn in this morning. The city council last night named former councilman Stephen Stombres to the position until a special election in February. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,552, the Nasdaq at 5227. Sports, the Nats fall to the Rockies, the O's lose to the Red Sox, and in Rio, Team USA continues to dominate with 28 gold medals, 84 total. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Think about it. Your kitchen is the center of activity in your home. It's a place for parties, snacks, to do homework, or to spread out your craft project. So when you remodel your kitchen, let your imagination soar beyond meal preparation and dream about the many possibilities. And if you consider moving a window, door, or wall, the possibilities multiply. For over 30 years, Cabinet Discounters experienced designers have helped people just like you create exciting, family-friendly kitchens. Just look at the fantastic projects we've done in the photo gallery on our website, CabinetDiscounters.com. Call for a free consultation with an experienced designer. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia to see for yourself all the things we can offer.
Cabinet Discounters.
Find showroom hours, locations, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. You'll find a lot more than just cabinets at Cabinet Discounters.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great place.
I'm Chris Plant. You've heard me talk about my dentist, Dr. Wayne Miles of Smiles by Miles. And now he has a free offer. Let's meet Dr. Miles.
Hi, I'm Dr. Wayne Miles, and Chris is actually a patient of mine. I realize going to the dentist can be difficult for some, and I respect that. It often leads to numerous problems, pain, and emergencies, as well as an unattractive smile. I can help you reverse years of problems and neglect comfortably in 1 or 2 visits with sedation dentistry. You sleep during the procedure and have virtually no memory of it. So join the thousands of others and call us to get your mouth healthy and back to looking great like you deserve.
Dr. Miles voted among Northern Virginia's top dentists and voted best dental office in Reston, Virginia. Call now and get a free exam and free x-rays, normally $311. This offer is good for the first 12 callers at 703-925-0800 or visit smilesbymiles.com. That's smilesbymiles.com.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI. Because not everybody experiences EPI the same way. Which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable. So don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com. Brought to you by AbbVie.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, HOV lanes for the crash near the Pentagon on 395 northbound. But I just watched the ambulance and fire truck pull away. We still have the police in the left lane blocked. The second bus has arrived to the scene to pick up the passengers. All right, here we go. Volume on the express lanes and then the main line. So almost right as you come off the Beltway, jam to get past that activity and onto the freeway where we had an earlier crash that is now gone. To the Wilson Bridge, you're back up still before St. Barnabas Road. Suitland Parkway, heavy, making your travels toward DC 295 and toward the inbound Douglas Bridge. And over the 11th Street Bridge, heavy onto the freeway. Earlier stalled car had been blocking. That's now been removed. 270 through Urbana, Hyattstown, and Gaithersburg and Rockville, just pockets of volume through that area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weak cold front on the move. It'll bring scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon. And maybe through the overnight hours tonight could be some locally heavy rainfall. Otherwise, clouds to start with some patchy fog around. 94 later, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 73 in Burke, 80 in Bethesda, 80 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Time is 7:37, and we got plenty more ahead of us. Listen to this. Coming up in 10 minutes, we're going to check in with one of the council members of Fairfax City to talk about the resignation of the mayor and the fact that they finally had a meeting about it, a public meeting. 8:05, Susan Freccia, Washington Examiner, on the big shakeup at the Trump campaign. 8:15 brings us D.C. Councilmember Kenya McDuffie on Chief Lanier's resignation. And at 8:35, Gerard Robinson, former Secretary of Education for Virginia and Florida, about how Black Lives Matter wants to do away with charter schools. That's right. So much to talk about. I'm Mary O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line now, KT McFarland, Fox News national security analyst. You can follow her on Twitter at KT McFarland, and you should, because you learn something every day. KT, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
All right, so before we get into, there's a lot of stuff to talk about on the national security front. I also love your observations about politics, and we've just gotten this news about the big shakeup at the Donald Trump campaign, and some changes are being made. Do you have any thoughts about all that?
Oh, my gosh. I mean, this is the first time. I like Trump because I think he's a unique historic opportunity to rethink national security, to rethink the economy, to rethink political alignments, and to throw out the established ruling class. But today, there was finally some good news, and that's Kellyanne Conway. I mean, she is simply extraordinary. She's came from a working-class background in Philadelphia, raised by a single mother, made her own career as a pollster, her own successful business. She's tough. She's smart. She's totally realistic. You know, no cobwebs in her head. And she's a terrific spokesman, and she's actually a really normal person because she's happily married with four kids. So I think this is really significant. If she is going to be able to help mold that campaign the direction it takes and help Donald Trump, whom she's worked for years, and help him mold the message, this could be a really significant turning point.
All right.
All right, and God knows we're going to be talking about it a lot today, so it was great to get your take on that, KT. I would love to turn you back to national security for a moment, because I am disturbed by this development that Russian bombers used a base in Iran to conduct airstrikes in Syria. This didn't get a whole lot of coverage, but this is a bit of a... I mean, you've been talking now for a couple of years about the balance of power in the Middle East. Is this another indication that we are losing it there?
Yeah, and it's not just that. It's that the Russians are giving the Iranians delivery of something called the S-300 state-of-the-art missile defense system. This is a whole new sort of level of missile defense system that would really make Iran invulnerable, you know, in other words, to be able to defend itself against just about any kind of an attack. So what I'm worried about as I look strategically, where does this all head? You know, what are 3 or 4 moves down the chessboard? Is in a Russia-Iran Assad of Syria alliance that also controls Baghdad, which is a Shiite government. Look, I think the Middle East is a big war between Shiites and Sunnis. They've been at it for, you know, millennia. They're going to keep going at it. But this now tips the balance because the Russians are in the Middle East. They're the dominant outside big power shaping events in the Middle East. And I guess we're twiddling our thumbs somewhere.
Are they flying out across Iraq to carry out these attacks?
Sure, because, yeah, I mean, you look at a map.
I know. I'm looking at the map. That's got to be concerning, isn't it?
Well, think of the Baghdad government. Iraq, by the way, the good old-fashioned Iraq that has Shiites and Sunnis and Kurds, that doesn't exist anymore. And it does, and it's not going to ever exist anymore. Iraq is now, ISIS is a lot of the Sunni tribe areas. Baghdad is Shiite, and it's the government's headquarters, and that's really controlled, greatly influenced by Iran, not by us, but by Iran. And then the north is the Kurds. The Kurds are the only ones that are really fighting ISIS. So what my concern, as I see it, is that Obama's leaving the Middle East, and he's leaving Iran in charge. Iran gets nukes, Iran gets money, and as we're now seeing, Iran is getting the sort of military, hegemonic, diplomatic power, and it's going to be the big dog in the block.
All right. I want to ask you about the release of these Gitmo prisoners, because 15 of them have been released, and a lot of people are very critical of this decision.
Well, sure. I mean, not only are they being released and potentially going back into the battlefield, and we've seen time and time again that they do, but they become a huge public relations victory. You know, the Obama administration, Secretary Clinton, they're always talking about, well, we don't want to send the wrong signals. These are going to be used as recruiting tools, statements that other candidates make as recruiting tools for ISIS. Well, what do you think this signal sends? In the United States is releasing the most hardened of Islamic extremists back into their regions. They're going back home. They're going to have ticker tape parades. They're going to be the rallying cry of the further expansion of the Islamic movement. It's all of a piece that the United States is looking impotent and weak, and is getting, and the Islamic fundamentalist movement, the radical jihadists, are getting the better of the United States and all of Western civilization.
Finally, Donald Trump gave a very important speech this week about his plans for national security and specifically defeating ISIS. I would wonder, what was your take and also your take on Hillary Clinton saying flat out, ground troops over there, that's off the table. I mean, setting aside the fact that we have about 5,000 ground troops already over there.
You know, here's what makes me mad, is that it's not about ground troops. It is so much bigger than that. To be quibbling about, well, let's put a few ground troops here, a couple of drone strikes there. This is a war against Western civilization. It's not a war we started, it's not a war we want, but it's a war we have to win. And because radical Islam is, whatever we've done for 15 years, it has only made it worse. And so what I liked about Trump's speech was he didn't just talk about the military stuff, which is what Hillary talks about. He talked about the economic weapon. He talked about the ideological weapon. He talked about encouraging religious reformers. He talked about hold our nose and deal with allies in the fight against radical Islam, because we're all in this together like we were in World War II.
All right, we got to leave it right there. KT McFarland, always a pleasure. Thank you.
KT.
Thank you.
It is 7:43.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
You know, when choosing an agent to sell your home, you got to ask yourself what's important. Is it experience? Is it personality? Is it the person's references? Well, what if you could have all those things wrapped up in one great realtor? Well, that realtor is my friend Frank Prendle of RE/MAX Allegiance. 25 years of real estate experience, a West Point grad, military veteran, Frank incorporates the work ethic he gained in the service to selling homes. Real estate mogul, Shark Tank co-star Barbara Corcoran only recommends Frank Brindle in the Metro D.C. area out of thousands of agents. And on top of that, there's absolutely no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline that you agree upon, or he'll buy it, guaranteed. Diane wanted to sell her rental home in Metro D.C., but wanted to avoid the much-needed renovations. Frank was able to market the property to the right buyers and delivered Diane a contract within 60 days. Call the only agent I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538. That's 703-399-4538. Online at itrustfrank.com.
To all you parents sending your kids off to college, do us a favor. Invest in some good bedding. The Company Store has things like mattress toppers that make any bed feel like a spa. And remember, this is about protecting your investment in your flesh and blood. College is expensive, and we need sleep to learn, and sleep is hard to come by here. But hey, it's your call.
TheCompanyStore.com has been perfecting a good night's sleep for over 100 years. Visit TheCompanyStore.com to see our full line of college bedding and more. Enter the code CAMPUS and get 15% off your order plus free shipping.
7:45 now, WMAL, traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Here we go, midweek. Let's do 29 Maryland. We'll start you just a bit slow here as you try to push through White Oak and down toward Four Corners to join on to the Beltway. Just the volume. Volume with us on 95 beginning back near the ICC. And part of this, not only just to join on to the outer loop, why we have sizable backups here, but inner loop into that sun glare over toward the Expo Route 1 and the IKEA. Baltimore, Washington Parkway south through Jessup slow and then each direction in Laurel, heavy on the brakes. 270, it's been about the volume. 395 Virginia, it's been about incidents, major delays. Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge. We're on the freeway. The accident has been cleared. That was with us most of the morning rush hour. Now in the HOV lanes right near the Pentagon for the crash with a left lane blocked. So the HOV lanes also starting to slow through that stretch. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds locked in, patchy fog this morning, showers, thunderstorms coming. Cold front to the west of us will approach 94 this afternoon. Some of these storms may contain heavy rain, gusty winds right on through tonight as we drop down to 75. I'm Ray Stijic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 81 degrees in the nation's capital at 7:46. Breaking Bad appears to have sort of come down in a certain way right here in Fairfax City, as we've been talking to you as the moment the story broke about the mayor of Fairfax City caught in a scandal involving distribution of methamphetamine and a sex website. And then the Fairfax City Council had a closed-door session about, well, what happens next. And Nancy Fry Loftus, former member of that council, actually had this to say about that closed-door session.
Crisis Management 101 would say that the first rule is to communicate to people what the plan is, and they have failed. After that rule.
Yeah, and after that kind of criticism and an outcry from the community, the council did have a public meeting yesterday. So joining us now is John Staley, a member of that council. And, well, first, your response to that criticism. Should you guys have gone behind closed doors to sort of put your plan together about how to react to the mayor, or should this all have been open and transparent, sir?
Well, good morning, and thank you very much for the opportunity to join your show this morning. I really appreciate Ms. Loftus's comments. I think that, you know, as many people know, for a council to get together in Virginia, you have to have a meeting, part of our open meeting rules, and we needed to consult with our attorney as to what we should do next. And I will say we heard from many folks yesterday that while that made absolute legal sense, we could have handled the perception of that maybe a little better. I think it's a great lesson for others in the world to learn. Have a crisis management plan to move forward.
Yeah, well, you decided you're going to have an interim mayor. I don't know how to pronounce his name. Stephen?
Stombraise.
Stombraise. And he's a former member of the council. So you got a plan going forward. I got to ask you, though, about you know, what happened and how it did you have any sense at all that your mayor was, you know, dealing meth?
You know, I can't comment on anything regarding Scott's legal status.
Well, I'm not asking you. I'm not asking about his legal status. I'm just saying, did you have any sense there was a problem there?
And so at a personal level, you know, all of us knew Scott. I did not have a sense that at that personal level, but he had been through a lot. I was someone who sat with him during some of his cancer treatments. I think that, you know, I'm really hopeful, and I think the outcry from the community that we heard yesterday is that he will be able to get his personal life back together and find a way to take a step forward.
What's the plan here, Councilmember Staley, with regard to a special election? Will there be a special election? And wasn't there a question of timing when the mayor actually officially resigned and whether that triggers a special election and a schedule?
Yeah, we had a very robust Civics 101 discussion yesterday. Everything from when voting machines are locked down following election to be held before, in case there is a need for a recount, mm-hmm. to what it takes to actually start an election. I think our election officials did a great job laying out a detailed sheet of what our options were, and we came to a conclusion that February 7th, pending court approval, will be the special election.
That seems a long way out. Now, isn't it true if he had resigned just a few days earlier, the election would have automatically been triggered for November Election Day?
You know, what I really enjoyed about our conversation yesterday as a community is what folks were looking for as a step forward, a chance not just to do it quickly, but a chance to get to know the candidates. I think that's really important. We have nonpartisan elections in the city of Fairfax. In fact, it's you know, really a hallmark of the city that right. we distance ourselves from that. And so the independent nature of our elections, I think, was really important.
Okay, but just a quick answer to the question, though. He was arrested on Monday. He didn't resign until Thursday. Those 4 days made the difference between scheduling an election in February versus the election in November. Is that true?
So as our attorney shared with everyone yesterday, the city council has no option to encourage a resignation at a different time or date. I don't know why that date was chosen. I was not consulted for that date.
I'm not asking why. I'm just saying, is that true? If he had resigned on the day he was arrested, would we have not had the special election in February?
I actually do not have that answer in
okay.
front of me. So
that's good enough. That's fine. Thank you, sir. I'm sorry for going at it there. I just wanted to get the
answer. We're trying to get to the facts.
Not
all right.
knowing, I'll try to find out from someone else.
Well, thank you,
sir,
for joining us. Greatly appreciate
we
it.
We do appreciate it.
It's now 7:51.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Jeff Foxworthy, Kenny Rogers, Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, and Tony Braxton. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Instead of shoveling snow in February, you should seriously consider going to mrccruise.com and signing up for the Media Research Center's Cruise to the Caribbean. Join my good friend Brent Bozell and other solid conservatives like Alan West, General Jerry Boykin, and many, many others. Go to mrccruise.com and sign up before they sell out. Call 1-800-707-1634. That's 1-800-707-1634 or mrccruise.com.
Time to check into the CNBC News Desk for our business report. Here's Chuck Kamlick.
Good morning. Stocks are expected to be flat this morning. The markets fell yesterday on concerns the Federal Reserve not only might raise interest rates in September, but maybe more than once before the year's over. Investors will look for an interest rate clue this afternoon when the Fed releases the minutes from its July meeting. Quick look at the retail story today. Lowe's profits fell last quarter because of tough competition from Home Depot. Target sales and profits fell because it lost apparel business to TJ Maxx and others. And now let's talk tech. Chipmaker Intel rolling out a new virtual reality headset called Project Alloy. This headset does not need to be connected to a computer like Facebook's Oculus does. GoPro starts selling a new 6K camera virtual reality rig today at $5,000. It's not for the casual user. It's designed more for movie makers. And Amazon is buying Curse for an undisclosed amount. Curse is a service that lets e-gamers, guys who play games on the internet with each other, not only talk to each other, play games, but also share information. I'm Chuck Kamlick, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
I want to talk to you for a moment about Zero Res, the company I use to clean my carpets and upholstery. They always leave them looking brand new, smelling clean, and feeling soft. Listen, your carpet is the largest air filter in your home. It should be professionally cleaned at least once a year. And with a Zero Res cleaning, stains, pet accidents, dirt, allergens, contaminants, and pet fur, it's all going to be removed. So if you suffer from allergies, Zero Res will get rid of all that stuff in your carpet, making your eyes water. This is going to make a huge difference in your life. And your carpets, by the way, are going to look, feel, and smell amazing. Your friends and neighbors are going to think you got brand new carpets. And, well, your secret is safe with me. Zero Res always guarantees their work. Do what I did. Call Zero Res today. Ask for the Larry O'Connor WMAL special. Zero Res will pre-treat, clean, and sanitize your carpet for only $49 a room. Minimum supply. Call them now. 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221 or online at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66, heavy delays and into the sun glare through Manassas, Fairlakes, Fair Oaks, Beltway through Annandale and Tysons toward the Legion Bridge. Seeing very little break along the way. We just have a lot of heavy volume there. Now for 395, that has been our big story of the morning. Delays are back just north out of Newington, and that is solid across the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway, now with lanes open from an earlier crash. In the HOV lanes to get past the Pentagon, still have the left lane blocked with the accident that involved a bus. So one right lane HOV commuters getting by near the Pentagon. Traffic update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Weak cold front on the move. It'll bring scattered showers, thunderstorms, mainly this afternoon and maybe through the overnight hours. Tonight could be some locally heavy rainfall. Otherwise, clouds to start with some patchy fog around. 94 later, I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
81 degrees at 7:56.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
I get it. Totally get where you're coming from. Got a problem with your home air conditioner and you just want it fixed. Like now. In fact, yesterday. Can we do that? You don't want a bunch of rigmarole or repairmen wasting your time, much less reaching for your wallet. You are looking forward to that moment when your home's air conditioning system is back to doing its thing, quietly and invisibly keeping things cool. And when you call my stand-up guys from Snell, you're going to get just that. Quick repairs done right, and if it isn't exactly right, my stand-up guys will make it right. Regular maintenance and tune-ups that'll keep it running in peak condition, no matter how long summer sticks around. Like I said, I get it. And when you get it, it's all good.
703-450-6300. Online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Hi, this is Mark Levin. The International Gem and Jewelry Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Fine jewelry, fiery gems, designer watches, fashion accessories, and more. Find something for everyone and buy direct from hundreds of designers and manufacturers all under one roof. That's what I do. Don't drive from mall to mall. Find quality selection and save lots of money at the International Gem and Jewelry Show this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? I'm Jim O'Connor, independent life insurance agent specializing in term life insurance. There's been a price war between the major life insurance companies. If you've had your term life policy more than 2 years, you may be paying too much. For example, a male, age 45, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $1 million of coverage is only $56 a month guaranteed level for 10 years. Or a male, age 50, non-tobacco user issue preferred best, $500,000 of coverage is only $91 a month guaranteed level for 20 years. The life insurance industry is going through exciting changes. Make sure you're not paying too much for your term insurance. For new or replacement term life insurance, call for a free quote. 800-799-0903. That's 800-799-0903. Don't pay too much for your term insurance. Call 800-799-0903 or visit my website at term22.com. That's term22.com. Rates based on standard underwriting and may vary by state.
Coming up on WMAO,
we'll talk politics with Susan Ferriccio of the Washington Examiner.
Also, is it a good idea to cut funding for charter schools?